As the echoes of this truth reverberate around the corridors of our consciousness, a profound realization. One second. Sorry, go back there. As the echoes of truth. It doesn't sound so important now. Oh, hold on. As the echoes of this truth reverberate through the corridors of our consciousness, this profound realization dawns upon us, the silent perpetrators of deception, cloaked within the veneer of normalcy, have woven their intricate webs of the very fabric of our existence. They exist not as distant shadows, but as intimate threads interwoven within the tapestry of our daily lives. The weight of this revelation bears down upon us, for it exposes the depth of their treachery and the extent of our own unwitting participation in their charade. We took upon our loved ones with newfound suspicion, questioning the authenticity of their words and actions. How could we have been so blind to the darkness that lurked beneath their smiles? The psychological torment inflicted upon us is a profound and lasting wound. The realization that those we held dear conspire to manipulate and control is a betrayal that cuts deep into the very core of our being. It shatters the trust we once placed in the world and erodes our belief in the inherent goodness of humanity. As the veil is lifted, the gaslighting and denial they employ to protect their clandestine agendas only exacerbate our suffering. Their insistence on perpetuating the charade serves to further erode our sense of self and gasp for a breath of truth amidst the suffocation atmosphere of deceit. They deny their involvement, painting us as delusional, paranoid, or misguided, desperate to maintain the fragile illusion they have crafted. The world, it seems, dances on the strings of their manipulation. Perpetually ensnared in a web of fear, the corrupt forces that pull the strings feed on our insecurities and exploit our vulnerabilities. They whisper lies into our ears, manipulating our perceptions and steering us towards a reality that serves their insidious purposes. It is a world governed not by the light of truth, but by the shadows of manipulation. Yet, within the depths of our anguish, a flame of resistance, fueled by the embers of our shattered trust, we yearn for liberation from the chains of deceit, for a world where authenticity reigns supreme. The torment of betrayal transforms into the catalyst for change, a clarion call for us to reclaim our agency and break free from the grip of those who seek to control us. As we gather our strength, we realize that we are not alone in our struggle. The collective voice of the betrayed rises as a chorus, resonating with a shared determination to expose the lies and demand justice. We find solace and empowerment in our unity, for together we possess the power to dismantle the structures of corruption and create the world founded on transparency and integrity. In our quest for truth, we shed the shackles of fear and silence. We confront the demons that haunt us, unmasking the hidden agendas and unspoken truths that permeate our lives. It is a painful journey of self-discovery, but one that ultimately leads to healing and liberation. So let us not falter in the face of this revelation, for it is in our resilience that we find strength. Let us shine light upon the shadows, exposing the deceit that dwells among us. By refusing to be complicit in their machinations, we disrupt their web of manipulation and sow the seeds of change. Together, we forge a path forward, one where truth prevails over deception, where authenticity triumphs over falsehood. As we rise from the ashes of betrayal, we rebuild a society rooted in compassion, empathy, and unwavering integrity. It is a collective endeavor fueled by the indomitable human spirit and our unyielding pursuit of a better world. Okay, so they're like kind of little stories, ChatGPT kind of concocted for me. And just thought I'd read them out there. I thought, you know, it did a pretty good job. I could have given it better prompts for the writing maybe in that. And you know, sorry, I'll just, hold on, I'll turn this thing down a bit. Yeah, anyway, it's a couple of days later. It's nearly the end of June now, so quite a few days later. I was continuing that on from another day. I was listening back and I was like, oh, I had to continue whatever else was written. And the prompts I gave it, I don't know. They don't exactly convey the whole story, but it is quite one-sided. I would be interested to hear the other side, or perhaps melt the two sides together so it's not so in defiance of one another, because I think initially these kind of societies and things, like for example the esoteric ones and that, I think the foundations were supposed to be something similar, you know, which was which is integrity and you know, trying to be the force for good and you know, do good things and everything else. And I mean, I know there is a thing called the left-hand path, and there is others that do get involved in that, and as it can be an initiatory thing as well. And I think most normal people don't enjoy the left-hand path, but, you know, still maybe do some of those things anyway, which are bad things or breaking morals or whatever, for good in the end, to show that all forces or whatever can be used, or all sides, or, you know, the darker energy or the devil energy or whatever you want to call it can be used as well. And all this kind of stuff, that's not science, but, and it's outside the realm sometimes of explanation as well, and to explore that within a group. And, you know, that can make some sense as well. Like, I can see the other side. So in what way? I don't know how I could write it where it would have both sides. I don't like oppositional things. Magpies. Is somebody sending me magpies down here as well? Have you doing that? I'll be life, have you?
Sending me magpies because I said I bonded with them or something. Because I connected with magpies, isn't it? Sending me magpies. Anyway, listen.
So, I think the thing with it is as I said, I don't have a full understanding of it. And I think I have a pretty good grasp of it, but I think, and I'm pretty sure, like, for example, there's a guy on TikTok, and I'll get his name later, but he is a Freemason, right? And he is all about sort of glorifying Freemasonry and especially the esoteric end of it and everything else. And he's very interested in that side of it. And I really think he is a good guy. And he promotes Freemasonry and all the good that it does, and everything, even the esoteric side of it and the occult side of it and everything else. Yet he will be against anyone, even if they are a Freemason, who is in any way corrupt, or the elites who are corrupt and all this kind of stuff. And so it's like there is both, even within these structures or social structures or whatever. I don't even know. Or elite structures. I suppose it is sort of exclusive and elite. It depends what level you're in at and what way they're structured in different countries. And that, as I said, I don't have a full understanding, but I can imagine how complex it could be as well, because we are only people as well at the end of the day, no matter what we tend towards believing, or whether we're deluding ourselves to believe that things are true or not, or whatever way we want to model the reality of the world inside our heads. No, none of us really know. I mean, we might have, you know, certain confirmations coming back to us, which is, I have sort of experimented with that through my life as well, and I've seen quite amazing things happen and that. So, I mean, if you're basing it all the time on, if I was doing that and at the same time basing it all on a social structure that I've joined that tells me things are this way, then I would, that would be my answer to what all those things were. And I would just leave it at that. And I say, well, that's the answer. And that's what I'd live by. However, since I'm not, I don't. So, you know, I'm much more open and unfortunately much more existential way to deal with, it's not nice to deal with existentiality because ultimately it shows that there is no meaning in anything or whatever. So, and in that sense, I can see how it's nice to have, you know, things to rely on and that. So I was looking at maybe, is there ways that I can prompt that story to be less opposing and be more inclusive of these types of things? Because, you know what, they're very interesting. And, you know, and I also think they should be more accessible, more readily accessible, which they are. I mean, if you want to go look for this kind of information, it's there. It's not just within these things, societies, whatever, where you can find them. If you're interested, you can find them anyway. And a lot of the people, just like a lot of people who are Catholic, all right, they might go to Mass on Sunday sometimes or for Christmas or something, but like in no other way are they Catholic in their lives. Like they don't live by it. They don't, you know, read the Bible or pray or anything. And a lot of people in these things are much like that as well and just use it as a social thing or whatever. So I know, whatever. So, you know, so even reading them out as ChatGPT kind of put it, I'm a lot more understanding than the way ChatGPT is saying it. However, it did highlight emotional stuff and suffering, betrayal and trust and all that, which all that is true. You know, because when you find out something, that's what happens. Unfortunately, I'm getting fucking used to that. And I think a lot of people who are maybe even don't come up against these things that are autistic can tend to have this problem anyway. They can be too trusting and have a lot of betrayal in their life anyway. And that can tend to happen to a lot of autistic people. Gullible in a way. Sort of. But yeah. So it kind of coming around full circle there, but otherwise, going back, I'm going to switch topic now back to trading again. So, you know, I don't get too heavy for too long. I had another bad trade. I don't know what happened last time I was updating with the trading, but I had a very good trade, which I think I mentioned, which was over $18,000, but it came straight after a really bad trade. So I had the option, a call option, I think it was on NVIDIA. And that's what pulled me right out of it. But it basically brought me back to exactly where I was, which is kind of what they call a break even, more or less. So I had a really bad trade and a really good trade. It was unusual because it was in the space of a same day or the day after or something. But then I had another bad trade and I think I mentioned what it was. It was a football thing, right? And I would have gotten out of it. But unfortunately, what happened with the simulator is that I tried to put more money on it as if it was real. Like, so in the real world, since I was kind of had all my money in on it, I would have tried to put extra money in, which... So I checked on the simulator if that was possible without having to reset the whole thing. And it looked like it was possible because it was saying, okay, what you should do is you know, cancel all the trades you do have, and then the money will reset and all this. So I was like, okay, well, if I leave the trades on, then this is still going to work, and I can just add it as if I'm adding money. But no, it didn't. It reset the whole thing, cancel the trade, everything, which absolutely sucked because it ruins the continuity of my simulator and looking back on statistics and everything. So that really kind of sucked. And however, I would have got out of it anyway because I looked at the thing there, but it still ruins my whole statistical analysis of my kind of trading diary technically, which is more than bad. It's really, that's all I have to kind of gauge how I'm really doing on that. So that really sucks as well. Anyway, to continue on, then I got into another, almost straight away another bad trade on Silo. However, I think I will be able to. This time, I'm really just going to try and get out of it without resetting or anything. And I'm just waiting for that to come back if I can. I'm already waiting a couple of days, but I think it will eventually. It does seem to be spiking every now and again, so I'm hoping to get out of that one. And then I should be able to just be much more discernible. I think is the most important thing in trading is to be, you know, really discernible, so discernible really that you should only be doing probably one trade a day, and you know, casting your eye over maybe the 100 different ones until you spot the right one, you know. Anyway, so there's all that. I was looking at the, you know, ChatGPT, you know, and I was looking at Jung's synchronicity, looking at Marcus Aurelius, and I think coincidentally PQ Ribber mentioned Marcus Aurelius as well on one of his recent podcasts. He's doing these appreciators. And one of the things actually he also said, which I'm pretty sure, and I don't know if it's a coincidence or whatever, but he mentioned something about dreams and meanings of dreams, and you know, maybe they don't have meaning and it's just a backwash, and saying so there's that and all this. I think I said almost exactly the same thing on one of my podcasts as well. It was almost verbatim, if I remember correctly, if I go back and listen through all of them. So I don't know if that's coincidence or if he was mirroring or something like that. I find, I've mentioned that to my therapist as well, I find a lot of people, himself included, mirroring. Now, I know therapists do it for a reason. One of the reasons, I believe, is to try and get you to hear what you sound like yourself or something like that. I find it very disingenuous and quite manipulative. I don't like it. And I said it to him, yet he still bloody does it. You know, and I might mention to him again in a nice way, I don't know. Sometimes it's just a coincidence, or they're saying it subconsciously themselves, you know. You can subconsciously mirror someone as well. And it can be out of flattery too. It could be just like, you know, they're really sort of subconsciously agreeing with you or trying to act like you or whatever it is. So psychology is interesting. It's not always deception. And I suppose one of the things is, you know, I think most people are genuinely trying to be nice people. And, you know, at least I hope that's the way things are. I mean, I know there's what do you call it, psychopaths and sociopaths and all that kind of thing. And sometimes if you listen to, so someone who are coming on TikTok now that are found out that themselves are diagnosed as narcissists, for example, and they're saying, oh, like I found out that I am and I'm trying to work on it, and they're trying to better themselves. I think that's fantastic. However, I suppose there is the other side of them that would sort of almost, what's the word, give reasons for why they're that way. In other words, they would say, well, we're all that way. We all manipulate each other. We all do things to manipulate each other. We all do that, which is true to an extent. You know, we all do. We all are probably selfish in our own ways and that. But I suppose what we ought to do is try not to be in that kind of stuff. I think I talked about this before, you know. But then I suppose part of the left-hand path is sort of accepting that side of yourself, accepting that shadow side of yourself, embracing it, and perhaps even acting out on it and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I don't agree with that. I'd rather, you know, I'd say it's better to, you know, go through it and talk about it in depth in a sort of a psychoanalysis kind of a way and work through it that way. Because it is true that we all have those sides, but, you know, I wouldn't agree with, you know, embracing it or anything. We are funny creatures, though. We're certainly an interesting species. And, you know, what it's all about, whether we're made by aliens or other gods or whatever the truth is behind it all, it does seem to be rather deceptive. Several layers of deception, or if it's a computer we're in, or a simulation, or, you know. I don't know. I don't know the truth to it all. It definitely seems like there's other things, though. It definitely does seem like there's other things. And that's the other thing. All these people in certain religions or whatever will tend to give these things names because of certain texts, or angels or demons or Ariel or Gabriel, or, you know, they'll give them names, Baal and, you know, what's the other one, the owl thing and all this kind of stuff. It's the religion, it's the names of them, and they turned it down from whatever, Trismegistus and all these guys, and they, you believe it, and that's it. That's the, you know, that's the word or whatever. Or you can have your own interpretations and all this stuff. But ultimately, we don't know, you know. I think there's other things in communication with me, but I don't know their names, you know. And it's very hard sometimes to even know if it's your own imagination or not. You have to be really still sometimes. Sometimes stuff comes through with meditation, or you get glimpses of other realities or dimensions, maybe, and that's what it is. Ultimately, we don't know. We don't know. But I've definitely had psychic things and stuff that was confirmed to me, more or less, and maybe even spirits that seem to be definitely spirits that, well, would have had names in real life as well, so that came through, and that did seem real. But I suppose that could be something playing around too, who knows. But yeah, it's not like, it's definitely not like physical reality. You know, that's sort of almost dependable in a way. Like, this chair is not just going to suddenly disappear from under me. I'm sitting on it. It's kind of more dependable or something. Seems to be. I don't know. And then the people then who do, I mean, look, for example, one of the things lately on TikTok was all this stuff about, you know, we're going from the 3D world to the 5D world, and we're getting DNA upgrades, and we're getting all these downloads and all this stuff, you know, and this sort of spiritual community or whatever. And I was like, hold on a minute. And then, of course, they're all, this thing happened with the resonance, Schumann resonance, it looked like a sort of a knitwork or crochet or DNA or something that it never looked like before. And everyone was going, oh, this is it, this is the sign and all this. I was like, wait a second. Where's the scientific explanation? Where's this information going from? All this kind of stuff. And, you know, they all kept going, no, it's 3D to 5D, it's all this. I was like, no, let's find the scientists. Where are they? You know, let's get the information. And eventually, it was like, yeah, it was a glitch, or they're running a reinitialization on the system or something in I think it's Russia or something like that, where this particular one was that measures the Schumann resonance, which I believe is something like the interaction of the ionosphere with the magnetic field of the Earth, which I believe it can actually affect us all our biological, all the biological beings on the planet do sort of resonate with the frequency of the magnetic frequency of the Earth. So it does actually, I think, effect is, like, I think that's a fact. But, you know, so in that way they're not wrong. You know, but all sorts of things can affect it. I think space weather and sun flares and all kinds of things. But the other thing I wanted to look into more was the, you know, the MTHFR mutation and the gene with autism and ADHD, and there's different markers, is what they're called, the markers. So they're genetic markers that I suppose would either predispose you or be common within those things. Just like if you had anything else, other ailments, like I have like GERD, which is reflux, like acid reflux in your stomach or something. I don't know, you might have genetic things that would, you know, show that you might be, you might have that, or Alzheimer's or something like that. So you might be predisposed to having Alzheimer's if you have certain mutations in certain genes. And actually the MTHFR gene is one of the markers for Alzheimer's as well, actually. So I'd want to be careful. I'd love to actually get a brain scan and see, because apparently I have seen scans or screenshots, whatever that said, that you can tell the difference of an ADHD brain and, you know, an autistic brain on, but you know, in comparison with a neurotypical brain on an MRI scan. So I'd actually like to go get my doctor to give me the, because you have to get a referral for that. Give me the referral so I can go in and get it, and so I can see you think, so I can see it. I want to see that on the MRI. I want to see my brain. I want to see the difference. And do I have that difference? I want to actually see it. I want to have some proof, physical proof. There's the picture of my brain that says, there's the bloody proof of it. You know. And what else is wrong in there as well? Because, you know. when they say you're not the full ticket or whatever, you're not fully, you know. That's what those genes prove. It's the MTHFR. And the main thing it does is not being able to methylate a B vitamin. I think it's B12 or B9. You know, folate. And it comes down to that. And that can have the knock-on effect to all these other things, which I believe is something called BH4 in your brain. It's all these neurons and it's not able to... You're not running on full power, basically. And maybe that's why... Maybe that's what it is. Maybe you just need bloody B vitamins. But the problem is, if you take B vitamins, you can't methylate it properly. So even taking more B vitamins won't work. Which reminds me, I must take more of that other methylated folate thing. Anyway, yeah. Yeah. And talking more bollocks, but there you go. It's not, though. It's not bollocks. That's the thing. And that's what I actually thanked my therapist for that as well. I mean, I know I mention him quite a bit now, but it's because I do it every week on BetterHelp. It's just for half an hour, 40 minutes or something. And to me, it's like having a drink. It's like having a pint with somebody. And, you know, I don't want to be going to the pub every week. No, that's not healthy. So, and, you know, he's the guy I got. He's not, I don't know what the word is. He can be quite oppositional, put it that way. He has his own views. He's his own person. He's only human and all the rest of it. I can see him turning off every now and then, getting bored from me and everything else. He's only human. But I'm trying, and he doesn't know, fully understand all this stuff either. And I'm trying to explain it to him. And some of it he gets, some of it he doesn't. And, you know, that's just it. You know, I don't expect him to be an expert or anything. So, But being with him for a while now, some of the stuff in the beginning that like he hadn't got a clue about, he's now researching some of the stuff I'm saying. And he's like, oh, you know what? You're right about that. You're right about that. And you're right about that. And he's like, he's starting to come around with some of the stuff. And he's actually listening to me, which I suppose is what they're supposed to do. So that's good. Because most people don't. They just go, there's their head talking bollocks again. You know, but I'm not. Because if you actually go and look at the stuff that I'm talking about, it's actually quite real. It's actually quite factual. It's there. If you bother... You're arsed, you go and look. So, and the other thing I wanted to talk about, which partly it's kind of separate, but also a little bit the same as the other stuff. It's like, because there's some sort of deception, it's not as bad. But I know people in my life that would tell me straight that they don't listen to, they haven't listened to my podcast, or they don't listen to whatever, and I know damn well they have. So if you have listened, or you're listening to this, you can just come up and tell me you have. I don't know why I've been so reserved about it. Like, you can just tell me that you've listened, or the stuff that you like about it, or you didn't like about it. It's just me in fucking reality. What's the difference? I'm the same.
So just tell me as you bloody listen to it. It's not going to, you know, I'm as open here as I am open anywhere else. So you can just talk to me about the whole thing. But that is a deception that annoys me. And just tell me that there is some people that have said it to me in a way where they've said it like without telling me, oh, I've listened to your podcast and I like this bit and didn't like that bit. Like some people just come and say to me, oh, you know, you have a nice voice for the radio, you know, you have a nice, like, so, and they probably can't remember half the shit I'm talking about anyway, so that's probably one way of putting it. But at least they let me know in some way rather than denying it, because I've point blank asked people, knowing damn well that they have listened to me, and they deny that they've listened to me, and that just pisses me off even more.